Hey everybody, happy Monday, happy first day of March, and you know, Texas isn't freezing over, and for the most part, with the exception of certain news, things are looking up, things are okay. I actually finished a meeting with a few of my advisors for graduate school, and things are going well for me too, in case you were ever wondering. Now, February may be over, but the celebration and achievements of the African-American community, the Afro-Latino community, the Asian community, any marginalized community should not stop, nor should the continuation of fighting for equality and, in the end, equity should not stop just because of it being a different month. Now, March is Women's Month. I personally love learning the history behind, you know, why certain months are ascribed certain communities, et cetera, et cetera. With that in mind, however, I would like to say without certain women, just briefly touching upon, because honestly, the saying holds true of behind every great man is a greater woman. But without individuals like Martha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera, I, as a gay man, would not have certain rights. Many people would not have certain rights. So, you know, as we start this new month, we should also consider the people that have been before us, the communities that they were in and represent and still represent to this day. Now, what I would like to talk about really specifically is the question of, and many people will say that, well, why do Black lives matter over all lives? Well, it's because of the disproportionate ratio that occurs to any person of color, normally based on one phenotype difference that makes people, quote, look different. The phenotype being melanin, how we process the sun. It is what makes us look and be treated differently. Followed by that, what does all lives matter mean? It is ultimately a racially charged saying that is ultimately gaslighting. And what does gaslighting mean? Gaslighting creates a moment of psychological abuse where a person or a group of people are to question their sanity, reality, memories, and other forms of their own identity. Claiming alternative facts against these individuals, which we all know, alternative facts are nothing more than propped up false narratives to ultimately misrepresent and repress the group of information that is holding to their truth. Now, what I would like to talk about based on that is the perception of equality is brought into question with All Lives Matter. Should that truly have been the case, for example, the Capitol policeman that died, Brian Sicknick, would have been honored and respected by the people whose narratives are All Lives Matter. But even then, being a blue life that lived and died in the line of duty, being brutally murdered at the hands of domestic terrorists, is still not enough for All Lives, quote, All Lives Matter, end quote, to honor and call into question the insurrection of January 6, 2021. This is why on today's episode, March 1st, with the vernal equinox coming, yay, which should be soon the first day of spring 2021, I really want to talk about and hopefully inspire my listeners that you can be active in making society a more equitable and equal place. You have heard, seen, or even have done support Black-owned, bank with color, and more than I could possibly talk about. These, however, are valid and ultimately the things that can assist in social equity. However, now is not the time to be content and complacent. And where we are, for example, in the state of Texas, many people in power, be it the congressmen and women, senators, governors, and even mayors, need to be held accountable. Getting active by sending them a letter via ResistBot or emailing them to tell them if you disapprove what they have done, such as my senators, Cancun Cruz and Corn. There is also There is also many other ways that you can help, my dear listeners, that can help stop the spread of disinformation, alternative facts of the Black Lives Matter movement, BLM, or other social groups. Granted, if you go to the blacklivesmatter.com and then click on Help Us Fight Disinformation, you can report to them the propaganda and alternative facts that you see. Now, you can also, on top of that, report on social media platforms that you saw this post that may be causing or spreading disinformation, reporting the post and even the account for blatant misinformation. Finally, my dear listeners, I hope that you are all doing well. I promise I am going to create more and do more, which leads me to my final segment with just the right amount of time for an ad placement. Thank you so much, Anchor. Now, the reason why I set my ad here and why I placed it is because you have a voice, you are diverse, and you can bring your own perspective into the conversation. Maybe make it a hobby. Pursue it full-time if you can and if you're able to. Regardless, you can and should be able to speak up and speak out with your own story. With all of this, I truly want to thank you for listening to me. Let us end with some visualization and a deep breath. So let's all take a deep breath. One more. And I want you to visualize, my dear listeners, that you're in a beautiful garden. You are a flower blossoming in this garden. There is so much beauty and positivity around you that it doesn't matter how bright your colors are, how many leaves that you may have. You can do this and you can grow and be prosperous. Now, I thank you so much for listening to me, whether it is day or night. And I really hope that whatever time that you're listening, that you set aside to listen to me, that you have the best rest of day or night that you can possibly have.